Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So this week, Walmart announced it is taking tobacco products off some store shelves. When I say some, it's like California, New Mexico, Florida. And Walmart's playing catch up because Target and CVS have cut out cigarettes entirely. And we know that more than 480,000 Americans die from smoking cigarettes every year. And in fact, get this. The CDC estimates 1 in 13 kids will die earlier than expected from a tobacco-related illness. In a few days, on April 1st, is what we used to call, remember, the Great American Smokeout. Mm-hmm. Now it's called, like, National Kick Butts Day, right? You remember that? Now, or then it was called National Kick Butts Day, and now it's called, I believe, Take Down Tobacco, National Day of Action. But I was shocked to learn at how many kids this still affects. So we had a lot of questions about this, and we asked Gabby Coleman, a certified tobacco treatment specialist at Allina Health, to talk about ways tobacco is still impacting our youth. And she joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So Gabby, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Gabby, I don't understand, and you know, maybe I'm naive, but kids know this is bad for them. Adults know tobacco kills. How much of a problem is tobacco with today's youth?
It is a significant problem. And according to the 2021 National Youth Tobacco Survey, 34% of high school students, which would be grades 9 through 12, had tried any tobacco product.
Wow. Is
that
up?
Yeah,
is that up from a generation ago, Gabby? What are the trends? Are more kids smoking now?
Well, I think I would like to rephrase this question. Are more kids using tobacco? Because we've seen smoking cigarettes on a downward trend, but what we're seeing on an upward trend starting from 2016 to 2017 is the number of youth who report using tobacco through vaping a nicotine e-liquid or vaping an e-cigarette.
And can I ask a question about that? My brother, who's 3 years younger than me, he's been smoking cigarettes forever. He just recently switched over to vaping, and he's kind of patting himself on the back. He's saying, hey, brother, look, vaping is a lot safer. Does he make a compelling case, or is he in dreamland? I mean, how much safer is vaping than smoking cigarettes?
It's really difficult to quantify that with a percentage because in healthcare, especially in the world of tobacco treatment, it's difficult to say that something is safer when we know it's not safe. We know that these e-cigarettes are delivering insanely high levels of nicotine, and whether it's targeting the developing brain or the brain of your brother, they're getting nicotine in higher doses, and therefore it's not safe.
What are the impacts long-term of nicotine on the human brain? Do we know? I mean, nicotine can't be good for you over the long haul, right?
Yeah. Well, nicotine essentially can damage every organ in your body. But when we think about the youth, we think about the adolescent brain. It doesn't develop until around the age of 25. So when youth introduce tobacco through an e-cigarette, these high levels of nicotine are damaging the areas of the brain that are responsible for memory, cognition, and emotion. And when we think about emotion, we think about mental health and how it's really impacting their ability to not manage mental health.
Okay.
Effectively, yeah.
One of the texters asked us if the federal government is still subsidizing the tobacco industry.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I'm understanding the question correctly, back in 1998, the government did sue Big Tobacco, and they won a lawsuit, and they've distributed the funds to help people quit tobacco use. But, you know, simply we don't have the regulation that is needed to keep these products out of the hands of youth.
Gabby, what do you recommend for parents? I mean, we all want the best for our kids and kids for our parents. We want our parents to live long lives.
Yeah.
But what tends to work? What has the most impact in getting people to quit? What works?
Well, you have to find a reason. You have to find a reason that resonates with yourself. Why do I want to quit? Often when I work with youth, Adelina, a lot of the kids will say, you know, I can't play my band instrument, or I'm having a hard time walking up the stairs or running down the soccer field, or I can't afford my tobacco product anymore, and just really trying to find that reason that resonates with them. And then developing a quit plan that feels that it's achievable.
Okay.
Gabby, why are they starting in the first place? I thought there was a stigma against tobacco that it, you know, oh, we're smarter than that now. We're not falling for the, you know, the Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man ads anymore. I mean, do kids not see it that way?
I think that when the tobacco industry started to launch these new products onto the market, they knew that they were targeting replacement smokers, and they knew that they could add flavors. Flavors are very appealing to youth. I think the last time I checked, there was still over 15,000 flavors of e-liquids available on the market. And flavors in and of itself are actually damaging the heart and lungs. It really suppresses the body's ability to fight off infection. So it makes the immune system has to work harder to fight off an infection.
Oh, boy.
I know. I can't believe this is still a problem, Paul. I mean, I'm really surprised. Yeah. Right. I guess I just thought kids would be like, oh, tobacco, that's so, like, you know, 1960s.
Something like
I don't want anything
okay,
to do
with. Okay, boomers. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Boomer.
Okay, but exactly.
Youth are really dealing with a lot of stress, and this seems to be a device or a product that they turn to for stress management. But in the end, they're not able to manage their stress, their anxiety, their depression any better than they were before they started the tobacco product itself. But it's truly the flavors. You know, youth are curious. What will it taste like? What will it feel like? And again, there was no regulation when regulation should have been implemented several years ago on these devices. And so they're just falling into the hands of youth right now.
Okay.
Gabby, do you think when, like, Walmart makes a decision to stop selling it, or Target makes a decision to stop selling it, do you think that helps, or are they going to just find it somewhere else?
Well, I think any type of regulation that we can implement at any level is critical. So absolutely it's going to help if we remove accessibility. But you're right. If If somebody is addicted to nicotine, their brain's been hijacked to think they need nicotine for survival, especially the brain of a youth adolescent or young adult. And so, of course, they're going to try to find ways to purchase their tobacco product, which is very discouraging. But that's what happens when somebody's addicted. And I just really want to add that these new e-cigarettes, the disposable vapes, I mean, some of these vapes are delivering nicotine at insanely high levels. I wanted to highlight the Puff Bar because the Puff Bar is an e-cigarette that middle school and high school students have reported using over the last couple of years. And, you know, one Puff Bar has over 90 milligrams of nicotine. And if you equivalent that to tobacco cigarettes, that's like smoking over four packs of cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, no.
Gabby, I heard, too. Correct me if I'm wrong, nicotine more addictive than cocaine and even heroin in terms of how it affects your brain. Is that true?
Yes, it's very true. It hijacks every pleasure center in the brain. And again, your brain is wired to think that it needs nicotine for survival. So when it's going without nicotine, it's going to try to find a way to get the drug, even though it's, you know, when you don't have access to it. So yeah, it's very, very addictive. It's got a high risk of relapse if you don't have a solid quit plan in place. And, you know, there are a lot of medications out there to help with tobacco treatment to quit successfully.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Gabby, this was enlightening, a little discouraging. But again, Gabby is a certified tobacco treatment specialist at Alina. Gabby, for people who want more information, help quitting, advice for kids, where do they go?
Yeah. Well, there are a few good resources. The Truth Initiative has a program called This Is Quitting, and kids mm-hmm. can text Ditch Vape to 88709, and they'll get age-appropriate text messages and advice on how to set a quit date and how to get through triggers. Minnesota Quit Program has My Life, My Quit. They can log on and register, and they can chat, or they can talk to a tobacco coach. There are other organizations. American Lung Association has the Vape Talk. Mm-hmm. Alina Health, we have a Change to Chill website that also provides resources for youth and adolescents on a tobacco quit plan.
All right.
Good. Thank you, Gabby. That was a ton. Gabby Coleman with Alina Health. We appreciate that time and the awareness about this. Again, I was kind of hoping that, tobacco, that was my mom's stuff. You know, but I guess it's still out there.
Nope. Back to the future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.